You're listening to NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness. Today is Friday morning, February 20th, 2026. Real Stories, AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
BioStem Technologies to present at the 46th Annual TD Cowen Healthcare Conference. BioStem Technologies, Inc. will be presenting at the 46th Annual TD Cowen Healthcare Conference in Boston, MA on March 2, 2026 at 3:50 p.m. ET. The presentation will be available for live and archive viewing on the company's website. BioStem Technologies focuses on developing regenerative therapies using perinatal tissue and proprietary processing methods. For more information, visit biostemtechnologies.com.
CNN hero Scott H. Silverman launches Building Heroes. On Scott H. Silverman Day, new pilot episode drives national focus on addiction recovery, spotlights his acclaimed book. CNN hero Scott H. Silverman debuts Building Heroes on Scott H. Silverman Day, showcasing his personal journey in addiction recovery. The pilot episode highlights his acclaimed book, emphasizing humility and accountability. Silverman aims to spark conversations, combat stigma, and expand the platform for addiction recovery. Learn more about Building Heroes and Silverman's book on the official program page and website.
Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills, recognized for rural health leadership. Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills was honored with three awards for her leadership in rural healthcare. The National Rural Health Association recognized her for her service on the Board of Trustees, commitment to advancing rural health leadership, and overall contributions to the field. Mills expressed gratitude for the recognition and highlighted the importance of ensuring the voices of rural Americans are heard in healthcare discussions.
Brave Coalition Foundation advances breast cancer advocacy through charitable support. Brave Coalition Foundation receives a significant donation from Johnson & Johnson, reinforcing the company's commitment to supporting breast cancer survivors and advancing patient-centered reconstruction education. This ongoing support reflects a shared dedication to empowering women with knowledge, advocacy, and access throughout their breast reconstruction journey, ensuring informed decisions and equitable care. President Lisa Shumpert expresses gratitude for the investment, highlighting the importance of standing beside patients through their entire healing process. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.